Good morning, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving Eve. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Holly. I'm happy you made it.
Oh, me too. I just flew in. Oh, my goodness.
My heart was in my throat. I was going to have to do this all by myself with our special guest today.
My kids did not understand. I said, I have to be there. I cannot be late. Oh, my goodness. Too funny. Welcome, everyone, listeners. It's something to talk about. 90.7 WGXC, ACRA. It is Thanksgiving Eve, and this is Holly and Justin here with you today. And do you know what today is?
Your birthday?
No, it's Thanksgiving Eve.
I know.
You know what that, so that means? And
that means tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
And you're, yeah, well, today, and I heard this on the radio, for us, when I was younger, you know, it was always called amateur night. Because it's the largest night to go out,
especially
and
in
celebrate.
Hudson.
Yes.
In Hudson, it's really become quite the holiday for, you know, all the kids that are coming back from college.
Right, everyone's home.
Yeah, and then people my age, we realize how old we really are when the kids come back.
That's why I don't even bother.
And there's always a line to get into any of our local watering holes. And so, yeah, it is amateur night.
It is. I heard on the radio coming in that I was listening to that it's the largest night, you know, for people to be out and about because, again, people are home from college, they're home for their families, etc. And I do remember I used to go out, and then, you know, you'd have to get up in the next morning and then not really be in the mood to eat turkey.
Thanksgiving is completely screwed.
Right, yeah. So I actually don't miss those days. But to that end, you know, we talked about what to have, who to have on as a special guest today. And I thought, well, let's, you know, since this is the biggest night to go out and celebrate and have a few cocktails, Reggie Crowley is here. And Reggie is the county's Stop DWI coordinator. And, you know, this is really super important. It's a important position, and it's an important topic to talk about because drunk driving kills so many innocent people each year, and it really does have an impact. And you think you're just going out to celebrate and have a couple drinks with a few friends, but it can turn on you in a heartbeat and really create a tragedy for many people. In addition to, even if that doesn't happen, but if you get stopped, DWIs are expensive. But so, Reggie, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. So tell us what you do in the county with Stop DWI. Talk right into that mic. We want to hear every word.
Okay. Well, the Stop DWI
I apologize.
Legislation was passed approximately 30 years ago. And basically what it says is that all the fine money from a Stop DWI, from DWI arrests in a county, come back into that county to be used for certain things, enforcement, prosecution, education. So the Stop DWI program pretty much controls
where that funding goes.
Where that funding goes and how it's used.
Great.
And how long has this been in existence?
I believe it was 1979 or 1980 when the legislation was passed.
Yeah. And how long have you been coordinator? Sorry, Justin.
That's what I was going to say.
I've been coordinator since November 2013.
Very nice. And so tell us, like, what are some of your – I know you helped me with – we brought in the AT&T – distracted driving simulator at the DMV, which was quite interesting. But what are some of the other I know you do a victims impact panel.
We do victim impact panels. We used to have them in Columbia County quite a few years ago, and they somehow fell by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
The victim impact panels, we have speakers who are actual victims of drunk driving accidents. We have one gentleman that speaks who lost his entire family
my goodness
to a drunk driver. We have another gentleman who speaks who was in a drunk driving accident. If some of our listeners remember, about 15 years ago, there was a horrific accident on the Newburgh Beacon Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Three young men in a car hit the concrete abutment at the tow booth at a little over 140 miles an hour.
Gosh.
This young man, he's married with a child now, but he was the survivor of that accident. We have another lady who lost a son to drunk driving. We have another young lady that speaks to the attendees. Her sister was a victim of a drunk driver and how it has affected her family through the years with the injuries that her sister sustained.
And then who comes to these victim impact panels?
the people that attend them are sentenced by the courts.
So they've been convicted of drunk driving.
They've been convicted of DWI or driving under the influence of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of their sentence to attend the victim impact panel. They're charged a fee to come. And we report back to the courts whether or not they have attended. Sometimes we have people that don't show up. And I send a notice to the court that sent them. I also send a notice to the district attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you take the victim impact panels into schools or colleges to, show them before they actually get into any kind of trouble what the impact of driving drunk can have?
I work closely with the resource officers in our school, and we've made some of the speakers available to come in and talk to the students. And we will again this coming year, especially around prom and
right, and other
big times of the year.
Right.
Now I know that your drink of choice is Malibu.
Yes, because you bartended at a wedding that I was at, Justin, and he ran out of the Malibu.
That was
the oh dear.
Yeah, we ran out of Malibu when Reggie wasn't happy, but he did have a ride home, so
yes,
he was fine.
My wife drove home that night.
Yeah, it's always important to have a designated driver. And what are some of the things I know and Justin has? The state is also, so this is kind of a state program because of the legislation, but it's handled locally.
You have two
in each
state,
county.
Yes, you have two state Stop DWI organizations. There's the New York State Stop DWI Association,
okay,
which handles the education and things like that.
Which you were just named to the board of directors, no?
Not on the association. Something to do with the 501c3s, the association could not accept funding.
Oh.
So they created the New York State Stop DWI Foundation.
Oh. Uh-huh.
They're the ones that accept the grants and things like that. And, yes, Justin, I was just named to the board of directors for the New York State Stop DWI Foundation.
Oh, very good.
That's great.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And this is done through the sheriff's office, yes? And this is the fourth year that this is happening?
We have several police agencies involved. We support all the police agencies in the county. Previously, they funded, as far as enforcement, they funded only the sheriff. Starting last year, I also started giving some funding to Hudson Police Department because the city of Hudson has the largest concentration of establishments that serve alcohol in the county.
Sure.
So it just made sense.
Well, there's a bar like every 2 feet in Hudson.
Pretty much, right. Yeah. Restaurant, yeah.
I can't tell you why I know that.
And we also provide training to our police officers. I've used some of the money to send our officers to DWI training. We've sent several Hudson police officers. We just sent another sheriff's deputy to what's called A-Ride training, which is a prerequisite to be a drug recognition expert. And hopefully we're going to send that officer to the DRE school when it comes up in the spring.
Very nice.
And before we went live on the air, you were saying that this is the only program where taxpayers don't pay a single dime.
Does not cost the taxpayers of the county a penny. Everything is funded by the DWI fines, even my salary.
That's an important distinction. And the fines are quite hefty. I know this as Commissioner Motor Vehicle for the county. There's court fines, there's these fines. The state imposed a new something called the driver responsibility assessment, which can run thousands of dollars in addition to attorney fees and the potential for maybe having to get an interlock device on your vehicles. Driving drunk just isn't worth it. Is that a good message, Reggie?
Absolutely. A first DWI offense can run anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even higher, depending on what lawyer you hire or whatever.
Right.
That's pretty much the minimum. So
it's
not like years ago, many, many years ago, where you paid a $25 fine and walked out of court.
Right.
Those days are long gone.
Right.
Well, now you have laws in place if you're driving with with children in the car as well. It's Leandra's Law, I believe.
Leandra's Law. If you have a child under 16 years of age, even if it's your first offense, it's automatically a Class E felony. Fines up to $5,000 and up to 4 years in prison.
Yeah, wow. Which is a huge penalty, as it should be.
And there's a 90% conviction rate in Columbia County. So if you were going to be attempting to drive while impaired and think that you're going to get down the back roads, think again, because this county is very strict when it comes to catching you and convicting you.
Yeah.
Our district attorney's office has been fantastic. They have a little bit better than a 90% conviction rate on DWIs. And, you know, the whole program is not about Stop DWI. It's got to be a collaboration with everybody. We
right.
work with the courts. We work with the DA. We work with probation. We work with our law enforcement, our
right.
resource officers. And they've all got to work together to make this make it a successful program.
Right, right. And it's not to say that, you know, I know there are habitual people out there who just continue to drink and drive no matter what, but... so it's not to say that people don't, you know, pay their penalties and pay their debt to society and move forward and become productive again. And but I don't think people realize, again, it's, you know, tonight's Thanksgiving Eve. Oh, everyone's home. Let's go out and have a few, you know, and then I'll be fine to drive home.
Right.
And really what this is about is education. Is it not, Reggie? It's trying to teach people that, you know, it impacts drinking and driving impacts more than you, because
Correct.
You could kill. We just had those young ladies down walking by the side of the road by Bard, right? Where they were just walking along the road and the lady hit them and she was drunk. Yeah, I mean, that was a few over the summer. But it really impacts more than you. If you make that choice to drink and drive, it impacts more than you. And it really is education.
And there's no excuse for it, Holly.
Yeah.
I mean, with all the education, with all the TV ads and
right,
everything,
right.
You can no longer say that you didn't know about it.
Yeah, would you want to talk about
the plan? Let's talk about that.
The app for your phone that you guys have just come out with.
The New York State Stop DWI Foundation came out with a free app for your phone. It's available for iPhones, Androids, everything.
Okay.
It's a free download. And I like to tell people free is a lot cheaper than a lawyer.
Yeah.
Every time. It has functions on it. You can set up a list of friends or relatives that you can call if you need a ride. It uses a GPS on your phone no matter where you are in the country. If you've had too much to drink, you can go to Don't Drive, Get a Ride function, and it'll give you a list of all the taxi cabs in the area and the buses.
Say, a lot of them do free rides on Thanksgiving
That's
Eve or prom time.
But even if you have to pay it, you know,
right.
do you want to pay $30
or
$40
right,
for
yeah,
a cab ride, or you want to pay $5,000 for a lawyer?
Right. And maybe have killed somebody or hurt somebody.
Right. And there's other functions. If you see a DWI, it has a function where you can just hit it and it'll send you to the nearest 911 and you can report to DWI. It has some test your skill games on it
that
you can play to see if you really should be behind the wheel.
Oh.
So the foundation has really been pushing this. If you want to download it, you go to www.stopdwi.org. And you go right up in the right-hand corner. Or if you go to your...
Is it on the App Store?
You go to your App Store and you just look up Have a Plan.
Have a Plan. Can do that
and
right
you can
now.
Download it for free.
That's
cool.
Really good information. And I think everybody should go and do that right now just so that they're all prepared.
I'm looking right now for my App Store.
Now, we were also talking before we came on the air. There are certain times of day where people are doing their drinking or most of the convictions happen or, you know, you're getting pulled over. You want to talk about the times of day where the drinking really is most prevalent?
Well, interestingly enough, it's not only drinking. It's not only alcohol. There actually has been a reduction in DWI arrests because of the education and the enforcement. Unfortunately, nationwide, driving under the influence of drugs has seen almost a 20% increase.
Wow.
So the most prevalent time to encounter somebody that's been drinking and driving is usually 6 p.m. to midnight.
Okay.
And more prevalent on the weekends.
Okay.
The most prevalent time, believe it or not, to encounter somebody who's driving under the influence of drugs is between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, you figure there's a lot of people that are taking medications and abusing medications, and they might wake up and they're with the painkillers, you know, sometimes you're popping that to start your day. And
right.
Correct. And a lot of people don't realize that even if you have a prescription.
Right. It could impact
you. You can still be arrested for driving under the influence of drugs, depending on what the drug is you're taking.
Mm-hmm. That actually is, you know, in doing what I do with DMV. So the permit tests, actually, the state has devoted most of the back page to this issue, drinking and driving, and also drugs and driving. And that is one of the questions is, you know, what do you think happens if you're taking a prescription medication? You know, does it impact your driving? Does it not? There's also some really fun questions where they try and trick you. One of my favorites is, you know, what can be done to lower your BAC, which is your blood alcohol content? And so it's a multiple choice. The permit tests are multiple choice. And so the choices are take a cold shower, drink a cup of coffee. And then there's one other weird one. And then there's, you know, wait. Time is the only thing. But sometimes you can ask to have a test read. And, you know, I always get to that question. And I'm like, think about it, people. If taking a cold shower or drinking coffee worked, bars would have showers and coffee before you left.
Right.
So think about, you know, this would not be an issue if coffee helped you become sober. So it really is sometimes just a lot of common sense, but again, also just education and using your head. And like Reggie said, you know, there's really no excuse in this day and age. Pick a designated driver is another thing you mentioned, you know, when you're going to an event where you know there's going to be alcohol, you know, draw straws, whatever you have to do.
Absolutely. There's no excuse.
Right.
There's no excuse. And I mean, we live in a rural area, but if you're in Hudson, you have taxis.
Right.
It might cost you some money to get a taxi back to Ghent or Copaig, but
like you said,
it's cheaper than a lawyer.
Right.
And all those fines. Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about how you got into this. I know you took over the program in November 2013 after 15 years as a Columbia County Deputy Sheriff and 14 years as town judge and 4 years as town supervisor in Copaig. What gets you into this? What got you into this, and what keeps you in it? What drives you with this position?
Well, I retired from the state in 2010, and I was still town supervisor, so I was still busy. I didn't run again. And I found out that retirement can get very boring when you have nothing to do.
And you don't encounter me at weddings.
That's right.
That's really boring.
And there is not a whole lot on the television during the day.
Right.
So I got a call from the chairman of the board, the lady that was basically running the Stop DWI program, the coordinator was moving on to another agency, and the other lady that worked there was retiring, and he asked me if I'd be interested, and so I took it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you enjoy most about the job?
I enjoy working with the people, working with the law enforcement agencies, going into the schools.
Don't know what that was. It was just a little feedback,
a little reverb.
Yeah, going into the schools, working with the students. I have a family member that was a victim of DWI, you know.
Kind of makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does make a difference, and especially
with
the young people.
Though.
Especially with the young people, because you remember when you were in high school, you were 10 foot tall and bulletproof.
Invincible,
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, invincible.
And everybody believes that it won't happen to them.
Is this a full-time job, Reggie?
No, it's part-time.
Part-time, okay.
And what do you do in your spare time?
In my spare time.
What's that?
Yeah. The part-time job, a lot of weeks, it has become
full-time
with the hours that are put in. During the summer, my wife and I, we have a camp up in Maine. We like to disappear on weekends and go to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
In the winter, I used to ski, but I haven't skied in a couple years now. I'm beginning to detest the cold.
Yes, which is why you're wearing your jacket, even in the studio. And one of the things I always like to point out, and I know, Reggie, you did mention the cooperation and how you work well with all the agencies in the county, be it the police agencies and the DA and probation, but there's also some other groups, obviously. Does Columbia County have a sad or mad chapter?
Most of the schools have a sad chapter.
Okay.
And we work with them. We've given them some money when they've had programs. I know Chatham SAD has put up some billboards.
Right.
And we've helped pay for them through education. Taconic Hills has done some functions, and we've helped them out. And so we'll go in and we'll help any one of the SAD chapters.
Yep. That's good. That's
good. Well, you should also tell everybody that you have many different crackdown events, and today is a full day Thanksgiving crackdown. Do you want to talk a little bit about
that? It actually runs right through the weekend.
Through the weekend.
For the second year in a row, we got a grant from the Governor's Traffic Safety Council. This year, we got a little over $18,000.
Okay.
Participating in this crackdown grant, of course, are the Sheriff, Hudson Police, Greenport Police, and our New York State Park Police in the region. There are specified periods for the crackdown. The present one runs from today through, I believe, Sunday night. The money is used to pay for extra patrols will be out, and their sole purpose is DWI.
Yeah.
The next crackdown will be over the holiday period through Christmas and New Year's. Then it'll be Super Bowl, St. Patrick's Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day. So there's certain periods that this crackdown money can be used.
Yeah.
And it's to put extra patrols out.
So, listeners, again, no excuses. Pay attention. This is important. And even if you're, again, you just get pulled over, that in and of itself is not a good thing, because the other thing that happened in New York State, again, putting back on my DMV hat, is the state DMV, even if the courts, even if probation, even if your mother, everybody wants you to drive the State Department of Motor Vehicles, if you have a record on your license that does not meet their standards, they can prevent you from driving for the rest of your life. And I've seen that happen to people, and I believe it's three. If you've had three, there's different rules about how it works, the same with the DRA fees, but so many within a certain time frame, et cetera, and number of points on your license. So, you know, think about that in upstate New York, losing the inability to drive because of, I'll just have one more drink. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I'm going to get behind the wheel, you know, just dumb.
Yeah, actually, don't do it. I think it was this last November, the governor signed what's known as Vince's Law.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a third DWI within 10 years, it's an automatic D felony with prison time and a very up to, I think, a $10,000 fine.
Yeah.
And you could lose your license for the rest of your life.
And that is real. Some of you who may pay attention to previous election cycles know that I have a family member. And in spite of what that person running against the incumbent DA at the time said, my family member did do jail time for felony DWI. And, you know, it's something that he learned a lesson finally, and it was actually, you know, alcohol and drug abuse is obviously something that's can be deeper rooted in some people. It's not just a, hey, let's go have some drinks. But at any rate, you know, I do know that as well. It has impacted my family as well, this problem. And mm-hmm. So I think, you know, Reggie, you're doing a great job. The other thing I did want to just mention is Phil Abitabel and the French's started the Safety Tree program. So listeners in Columbia County, if you happen to drive by the hospital on Columbia Street, you'll notice the tree with red and white lights. That's not a Christmas tree. All of those red lights signify a soul who has died because of a drunk driver or drugs. And when Phil first started that with the French family, you know, there was one red light. And now when you drive by, there's quite a few red lights. And
he has a
ceremony every year, and it's really sad.
Wow. I think we put – it's for Columbia and Green.
Columbia
County.
And Green, correct.
I think we put four or five on the last ceremony.
Yes, there was. There was.
People that were killed due to alcohol or impaired driving. And probably the biggest – problem that's upcoming now is the synthetic drugs.
Right. Very scary.
We had a speaker at our year-end meeting in Binghamton, and we're going to try to get some training in Columbia County for our police agencies, because the synthetic drugs are just coming out faster than the legislature can outlaw.
Can keep up with them, right? Yeah. Right, yeah, it is very scary.
Well, I'm pretty sure most of the listeners know, but the legal limit is what? It's 0.08,
right?
0.08,
right.
It was 0.10.
Right, they lowered
they
it.
They lowered that a few years ago. So that means how many drinks can somebody have if they're out?
Depends on
your
body weight.
Weight, yeah.
Body weight, mostly. If you've had more than two drinks in an hour, you probably shouldn't be behind the wheel of
yeah.
a car.
Right.
Because even if you fall below, I think it's 0.04 is impaired.
That's still impaired,
that's
right.
DWAI. That's still,
still an issue.
I don't think a lot of people know that.
You can be arrested for it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I know a few people will be sitting there and they'll be driving and I'll be like, no, you shouldn't be driving. But they're like, well, I'm a big guy and, you know, it's 0.02 per beer. So if I have four beers and then I wait an hour, don't even play with the math. You know, that's
right.
not worth no. it. You can
and
kill yourself.
And it's different from every individual.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you've had something to eat or right. a
and
lot of factors
Another thing
come
in
into
the
play.
Summer time, what people don't realize is you can be arrested for boating while intoxicated.
Right. And snowmobiling during
and
the winter, right?
And snowmobiling while intoxicated. And for the people that work in the establishments, as I know you do sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Justin,
yeah.
They have to be careful because of
I was going to say
recent,
that there's some liability.
Cases,
yeah.
Absolutely. If you serve someone that's intoxicated and they kill someone,
yep.
you can be held liable.
Well, right. we had that situation. I was catering a wedding. I'm not going to say with which company. But, you know, at weddings, it tends to get a little rowdy from time to time. And they ran out of booze. And lo and behold, a keg gets pulled out and they want the caterers to tap the keg for them. And we couldn't tap the keg for them because then we're automatically assuming the responsibility if anybody is going to be partaking from that keg, the alcohol that's inside. If anybody gets injured, then we're immediately responsible by helping them tap that keg. So
and,
wow.
And a lot of people don't realize that serve bartenders and stuff. You not only have a right, but you have an obligation under the law that if somebody is intoxicated to refuse to serve them.
Right.
Right.
Right, visibly intoxicated, which
visibly.
Requires training for servers, right? I mean, sometimes it's very obvious, but sometimes people who are quote-unquote experts are, you know, it might be hard to tell if someone's had too much.
A hardcore alcoholic,
right?
It's very hard
sure.
to tell if they're
right.
intoxicated.
That's right. Yeah, so, well, I believe, Reggie, do you have any? It's 10:30, and I know you have to get back on the job. Busy day today for you.
Yes, I have another commitment.
But we appreciate you coming in very much. Any parting words for our listeners?
Just basically, you know, we tell them in the victim impact panels that we're not telling people not to drink.
Right.
I mean, everybody has a drink. I enjoy a cold beer on the beach in the
sure.
summer. Just use your head.
Right.
If you're going to drink, have a plan. That's it.
Have a plan.
Figure out how you're going to get from where you are to where you have to go.
Right.
Very good.
Very quickly before you leave, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Well, I think the older you get, the more you're thankful for your family. The
mm-hmm.
material things really don't count anymore.
Right.
Well said.
Great.
Well, said.
Well, thanks, Reggie, for coming in with very sage advice and good job. You know, we're glad.
It reminds me, I got to pick up some sage.
Columbia
stuff
for your.
Thank
oh,
you,
we're going to talk
Gee
turkey.
Whiz.
Yes.
Turkey tips coming up.
Turkey tips coming up.
Turkey talk.
But definitely, you know, good job, Reggie, and we will be in touch. Thanks for taking some
thanks,
time
thanks
to educate people.
Have
all right.
A good Thanksgiving,
take care.
Everybody.
So we listeners are going to take a musical break, and it looks like Justin has picked out Hello from Adele.
Yeah, we can't get away from her, and who'd want to?
Oh, not me. Not this girl. Love this song. She has a beautiful voice. All right. We'll be back. Stay tuned, everybody. Now we got to figure this out. Neva.
I just got here and I think I'm losing signal already. Hello? Can you hear me now?
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So
we're back. That was Adele, eventually, who sang hello. Yeah, we were going, hello, it's Adele. Me. Hello. Where I'll are you? Where's your song, Adele? Sing the song. Oh, my goodness.
We forgot she has all that, you know, drama in her. Oh, and it's still going. It's still going. We're going into Taylor Swift, Wildest Dreams, by accident.
That's a great song, too.
That was Adele, Hello. And stay tuned. In the very near future, Gargantua Jones will be performing that.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, hi.
No, the song, Hello.
Yeah, hello.
And in the news, Adele, her album that where you can find the song Hello, it's called 25, and it just broke all these records. It sold 2.5 million copies in the first week.
Wow.
And it now replaces NSYNC, their album No Strings
good.
Attached, as the most selling album, quickest and most selling in 1 week in the United States. Congratulations, Adele.
She has a beautiful voice.
She does.
We'd love to have you as a guest, Adele, so hit us
up. Yes, please. You can find us at www.don'tevenbother.com.
or on Facebook.
You've got bigger things to do.com. Anyway, we have some really surprise special guests that just wandered on in here. You want to talk about our guests?
So part of my morning was, it started last night, so Chatham School is off today for Thanksgiving Eve, and so my kids did not have school, and we had a sleepover last night, and so I said to my daughter, okay, but part of the deal, you know, you have to be ready to leave when I come pick you up. I had an 8 o'clock breakfast meeting, so I left for that, came back, and so we... Then I had to bring someone home to Chatham, and that's why I flew in. I think I arrived at a little after 10, so I did not have time to bring my children to their next appointment. So they're here in studio with us. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Gavin.
Hi.
Hi, Gavin.
So we're here to talk about, we're going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, and we should just thank, again, Reggie for coming in. That was very informative. And you are listening to Something to Talk About on 90.7 FM WG. XC. So.
And we should also say we're opening up the phone lines. So for any of you listeners that want to call in before 11 o'clock, you've got about 20 minutes or so. Give us a call at 518-828-0290 and just let us know what you're thankful for.
Yes,
that would be a nice little touch to our show today.
Talking about what we're thankful for. I'm thankful for my children. They're such good kids. Yay.
Both of them?
They're here. Both of them. Yeah, they have their moments, but...
I'm a better child.
And you have such cute kids,
Holly.
Thank
you. They are. They're very good. And they are used to being kind of in the spotlight because of mom. So they, you know, whether that's good or bad.
Old pros.
Yeah, but they are good. They're good kids.
We'll ask your daughter first.
Lauren.
Lauren, what is your favorite thing or favorite tradition or favorite whatever that happens on Thanksgiving Day? What do you like the most?
The food.
What do you have one favorite food in particular?
Mashed potatoes are my favorite.
We think Lauren has roots in Ireland because she loves potatoes, baked potatoes, mashed potatoes, scalloped potatoes, any kind of potato. She would not have survived the potato famine because she loves her potatoes.
I love a potato too.
Yeah.
And how about you, Gavin? Talk right into that microphone. What do you like the most on Thanksgiving?
The food.
What's your favorite?
Turkey.
What's your least favorite?
Any vegetable.
You like Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I love Brussels sprouts.
Probably baked carrots.
Baked carrots. That's good. Do you bake carrots, Holly?
Roast. You roast.
You roast.
Can. I've done it with maple syrup.
Yes.
You know, you can roast the carrots.
Those are good.
Yeah, Lauren likes those too. They're both pretty good eaters.
Now, do your kids help you out in the kitchen?
How
does this all work? You do? What do you do? Do you peel potatoes?
Yeah, I do peel potatoes.
Right, and she also, you're making some pies, pumpkin pie. And
you're a baker too, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Gavin likes to make, it's not for a Thanksgiving thing, but he likes to cook sometimes too. He makes spätzle, which is a German noodle.
Or as we say in America, spätzle.
That too, sure. Nein.
So what time does your day start tomorrow? Do you get up really early? Are you, what time are you in the kitchen? What's going on?
Yeah, tomorrow we decided for tomorrow to kind of push it back a little bit. We're not going to be in such a hurry. Normally we would do a noon or 1 o'clock thing, which would mean an early rising thing. But I've been having to get up. Both my husband and I have been up early every day this week. And last night with the full moon, it was beautiful.
Was it a full moon last night?
Oh,
I
beautiful.
Tossed and turned and I just was...
I think that nobody slept well, including the family dog, who was, because it was so bright and he was seeing all sorts of things, so he was up barking. And the coyotes were crazy last night with their howling and yipping. Oh my goodness.
Where do you live? The Alps?
You know where I live. Yeah.
Well, the listeners don't know.
In Ghent. I live
She's
in
got coyotes
Ghent.
And lions and
yeah,
llamas. And
all sorts of things. So so we're going to push Thanksgiving back. We're not have to get up so early in the morning to get cooking at any rate. And we're doing a 5 o'clock feast. So what about you? What time is your...
Well, I wake up really early around 6:30. I try to get to my dad's house around 7 or 7:30 and meet my mom, and my mom and I start cooking. We put the radio on, mm-hmm. and it's just my mom and myself in the kitchen doing everything.
No Thanksgiving parade?
I never. My father's in the living room. This is how it happens. My father's sitting in his chair, and he's watching TV, and then the parade comes on. And, you know, kids, my brothers and my sister will have their little ones, and, you know, they'll be screaming and throwing things and hollering, and we just love that. And then the parade's on in the background. And,
yep, okay.
You know, my mother and I are in the... we don't actually get to see the parade because we're doing all the cooking, and we have the radio on. And then by about 11:30, we'll... crack open our first adult beverage and we'll be there cooking.
Because you're not driving.
We're not driving. Right. We are in the house. And that's become one of my favorite traditions, doing that with my mom.
That sounds like fun. Yeah, I enjoy that as well. My parents are coming up. My mother does Thanksgiving, or Christmas Eve, rather. So I do Thanksgiving, so she doesn't have to do it all. But I do remember growing up that, yeah, I'd be in the kitchen helping, watch the parade would be on. I'm a little nervous about the parade this year. I hope that nothing happens.
Yeah, that's true with all the...
I've always wanted to go see the parade live, but now I'm less inclined to feel that way, which I hope doesn't mean that the terrorists won, but I'm a little bit like, yeah, I'll stay up in the country.
Yeah, just sick your coyotes on them.
That's right, and my lovely dog, Tucker. But yeah, so my parents will come up and my brother, so it'll be fun. And on Saturday, we're going to my brother-in-law's house for the Tanner family feast, so that will be fun too. So we used to do two turkeys in one day. Remember that, kids?
Yeah.
When we'd have a turkey at noon and then a turkey at 6.
How are you still awake after
that
first
yeah,
turkey?
That was that was a tough day, wasn't it?
I saw on the news today that the average amount of calories that each person consumes on Thanksgiving is 4,500. And
believe it.
3,000 of those calories come from the actual meal, and 1,500 of those calories come from snacking and picking
sure.
all
picking,
throughout the day.
Right, right.
So that's a little fun fact to put in your pipe and smoke.
That's right.
Or in this case, eat.
Eat.
Now, are you a Black Friday shopper?
I am not.
Me
no.
either.
Wish you were.
No, that's what Santa's for, sweetheart. Santa goes out and gets all the sales on Black Friday, so
that's
you can
right.
have things under your Christmas tree. But
I'm not a Black Friday fan.
I just find it amazing, you know, how people can, you know, really look forward to Thursday and spending time with their families and loving each other and being thankful, and then go out and trample each other to death to try to find Tickle Me Elmo.
Best sale, yes.
It's like you're just totally negating what you did yesterday with your family and you know all the love and
right and peace and goodwill.
You just
yeah.
all bets are off.
That's right.
All
Get out of my way, honey. I want that doll.
That's it. And it's just. But, you know, I do tune in just to see what chaos is happening.
Right.
I'm just hoping that people, you know.
It seems to be there's a trend now. The turn is towards more or less. Right. And less, you know, Black Friday. And I know a lot of stores actually closed on Thanksgiving, which, duh, yeah, why are you open? But so that seems to be that the material, hopefully, you know, is taking a backseat. And we're thinking again about what we're most thankful for. Lauren and I actually went to the mall on Sunday. Was it Sunday, Lauren?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a madhouse then. I mean, traffic to get into Cross Gates was backed up almost all the way onto that little entrance ramp. It was crazy.
Well, and
I don't like that.
I saw on a commercial last night that, I don't know, this might get me to the mall, and I don't like to go to the mall when it's just chaotic like
right.
that, but Old Navy apparently is giving away $1 million to somebody who's standing in line.
Gavin's shaking his head. You knew this story?
I watch a lot of YouTube, and there's a lot of commercials.
See? I'm down with the younger generation.
You
Hello.
Are, Justin. Wow. So, yeah, Gavin knew that story. Really?
Old
so
Navy,
someone waiting in line at Old Navy.
Waiting in line. But they
on Black Friday?
Okay. And I guess it starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But
that could be anywhere across
the
country.
It say
right?
the Albany, Cross Gates, Old Navy, or the one down in Kingston. So.
Right. Chances are it won't be local. But if it is, we'll be kicking ourselves.
I'll see you at Old Navy, girl.
Yeah, that's
Good luck.
Right. We'll be there. Good luck. What's the weather going to be like on Thanksgiving for all
you
those
know
hunters
it
out
gonna
there?
It's going to be absolutely beautiful. So today we're going to get up to a high of 46. And, you know, we had a chilly start to the day, but the
Very
sun's
cold.
Out and it looks like it's already improving. We're going to top out at 46 today. Tomorrow's going to be gorgeous, 54. Okay. Then the day after, we're going to actually hit 60 again. Now, I don't know if you remember, but we had a nor'easter last year around this time. We had
six to
12 inches of snow that just dumped on us. And here we are. We're going to be at 60 degrees.
Do you remember that, Lauren?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Why? Did you miss school?
We didn't have school already, but I remember the night before because Dad was putting all the stuff inside.
Yeah.
From outside. He's putting it in the garage. That's what I remember.
That's a good memory.
Now, you have a horse. I saw you. Actually, you have two horses, don't you?
Right.
Two horses.
I'm scared of horses, though.
But the one has
one
such pretty blue eyes, that one horse.
One blue eye. He has one blue eye.
That's
yeah.
That's the one that chased me.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't know where he was running. He only has one. He has two eyes. Just
he
one's
has
blue.
Two eyes,
oh,
but one is blue. One's brown, one's blue. And it's called moon eye when horses have that. It's moon eye.
I think Carson Daly from The Voice, he has one brown eye, one blue eye.
Does he really?
Did you ever look up close?
No.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Look close next time.
That's got to be disconcerting in a human. I mean, it's a little weird in a horse.
I wouldn't.
Or the dog.
I wouldn't know where to look.
Dogs, yeah. I bet. Oh, goodness.
God, that could go many different ways, Holly.
My children are here.
I know.
We're
so,
behaving.
And keeping to the food and everything from Thanksgiving, did you hear about those Patti LaBelle pies?
Yes, I did. But there's a bit of a controversy, right? Is that true?
Well, they're sold out everywhere. Okay, so I guess I've been living under a rock because I didn't know that Patti LaBelle is known for her cooking.
I didn't know that either.
And she came out with these Patti LaBelle pies. It would be weird if she called them Aretha Franklin pies.
That would be odd.
Wouldn't that be a little awkward?
Yes.
But there was this guy on YouTube, and his name was James Wright. And he's fun and fabulous and frisky. And he videotaped himself eating one of the Patti LaBelle pies. And it went viral. And he went to like 3 million. He got 3 million hits in like maybe 2 days or whatever. And her Patti LaBelle pie sales skyrocketed. And you can't find a Patti LaBelle pie anywhere.
Wow.
In the nation.
Really?
They're all sold out.
They're all sold out.
All sold
she
out.
She better get busy.
Well, and then, you know, she was interviewed by TMZ when she was getting out of a wonderful, beautiful car. And they mentioned to her, you know, this guy James Wright really helped your pie sales. And she said, oh, no, honey. My pies are doing just fine before him. But she's since, you know, reached out to James Wright, and he sings beautifully. He sings just like Patti LaBelle.
Oh, really?
You've got to look it up on YouTube.
Oh, I will.
Kids,
Gavin,
have you seen this?
Look it up.
You've seen it?
On YouTube.
Oh, you haven't seen it. So, he sings just like Patti LaBelle.
Really?
Goes, on my own, why did it end this way? I'm certainly not Patti LaBelle. But anyway... Apparently, he says if you have a bite of the Patti LaBelle pie, you instantly turn into Patti LaBelle and you start singing like Patti LaBelle. So everybody just loved that video, and she's now giving him some credit and thanking him. And
we have to keep our eye out at our local grocer for the Patti LaBelle pie if she has to get back in the kitchen, apparently.
Yes.
Make some more. What's your favorite Thanksgiving? What are you most thankful for, Justin?
I am most thankful for my big, crazy, sometimes dysfunctional, but extra loving family.
Nice.
And, you know, I wouldn't be here without them, and I wouldn't be able to do half the things that I am able to do without them and their support and their love. And to all my family, whoever's listening, whether it be my aunts and uncles or my mom and dad or my cousins or my brothers or my sister, I love you all.
Happy Thanksgiving. That's nice. Happy
I'm getting all teary.
Justin is getting all teared up. Oh, my goodness. Don't do that.
I do have emotions. I'm an actor. I have all of them.
And you can cry at will. It's all you have to think about. Oh,
remember that Days of Our Lives. Respond to my video that I sent you.
What was that?
www.don'tbother.org.
You have better things, but, you know, we can all dream.
.edu.
.edu. What are you most thankful for, Lauren? I know what you're going to say, I bet, but go ahead.
I'm most thankful for all my friends and all my family and for my brand new iPhone 6.
I knew she got a Santa came a little early for Lauren. She had a pretty good report card, so and she was due for an upgrade. So
I didn't get anything.
Nope, not yet. You got a football. He did okay.
Has
he did
seen
very
your
good.
Report card.
Yes, he did very well on his report card.
$5 football. Amazing.
Oh my Lord! We need to do a little bit more learning about what's important.
I guess.
Yes. What are you most thankful for, though, Gavin?
My mom and my dad, and sometimes my sister.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is so sweet.
That depends on how nice she's being to me.
Gavin, what are you asking Santa for Christmas?
22.
No, the other thing.
Oh.
A 22.
A cow.
Is that a gun?
Yes. Which, for all the listeners, Gavin is not getting that for Christmas. Santa already knows.
Say,
he
yes
is
I
not
am.
Old enough. Oh,
I was
going to
say 22
yes,
what?
I am.
Dollars? He wants $22. He doesn't want a gun.
It's very easy. He loves hunting. He can't wait. He cannot wait to hunt. Yeah, he asked Santa last year even for a cow. A calf. Yes, he wants a calf for Christmas.
I'm also scared of cows.
She's never had a bad experience with a cow.
Oh, yeah, you never have had a bad experience, almost, at the fair.
I'm scared of big animals, that's why.
If you actually tried to be nice to them, maybe they'd be nice to you.
And this is the fun of children.
That is true, if you're nice to them. Well, except a lion. You know, you can be as nice as you want and they'll still rip your head off.
Pretty much, though, unless they're not hungry, and then they still may just like.
How are your coyotes? Are they nice?
The way I don't stick around to find out. I'm sure they probably are scared of humans. It's not like and there's enough food, Lord knows, around in the fields of Ghent for them to eat, so they wouldn't be hungry. But I as soon as we heard the first howl at the moon, we ran for the house, the dog and I.
Well, I'm happy that you made it here today.
So am
you told
I.
a bad story, Mom. So you said you actually got chased by coyotes. You lied.
That was for you too.
Really?
So you wouldn't, and then you still went outside at night. We didn't know if we were being chased or not. Like I said, I did not want to wait and hang out to.
Did you hear footsteps?
All right, we're going to shut his mic off, somebody.
We're officially down. We're now officially down to one listener.
It's us. There's four of us. We're listening.
And we're thankful for that listener.
We are. We're thankful for all of our listeners.
But I should also add that I'm thankful for you, Holly.
Oh,
and
I'm for
you are the best boss I've ever had. I love working for you and with you. And having you as my co-host.
I love you too, honey.
This has added a lot of joy to my life.
Me too. And I really do. I'm thankful for you as well.
And
that's
we're thankful for
sweet.
Neva for being here and showing us the ropes. Neva Wortel.
Constantly. Our last show, she's still going to be here showing us the ropes. I hate to tell you that, Neva.
And everybody here at WGXC for all they do to bring you wonderful on-air programming. Live, local, sometimes late breaking.
And I was realizing, we are commercial free, which is the other thing. At least during the show, we are Howard Stern's dream because he always wanted commercial free radio. We don't take breaks for commercials, but we do always look for sponsors because, again, WGXC is local radio and it's entirely funded by support from generous donors. So check them out online. And you can always listen to this show if you happen to miss it for whatever reason. Check online at www.wgxc.org and find us on the archives and tune in to any of their wonderful programming. So we wish all of you, Justin's digging in his bag of tricks, We wish all of our listeners a wonderful Thanksgiving. Have a great holiday. We'll be back in 2 weeks, I believe, with the mayor-elect. Is that right, Justin?
Yes. Tiffany Martin Hamilton will be on December 9th, I believe, is our next show.
Yes. She will be here. We also have an upcoming guest, the organizer, Julie Ulmer, professional organizer, is going to be joining us at some point soon. Winter Walk is coming up, folks. Stop into the DMV. Walk. It's Saturday, December 5th is Winter Walk from 5 to 8. And if you stop into the Hudson DMV, my DMV, the Taconic Hills Jazz Ensemble will be playing. They do wonderful job. And our theme this year is Winter Wonderland. So do stop in and check out Winter Walk in Hudson. All the storefronts are decorated. There's a contest. There's strolling minstrels and carolers and all sorts of activities and fun things to do. So it's Saturday, December 5th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And they close down Warren Street. So
it's
you can walk up
event.
And down the street. It is. It's a great event. I love Winter Walk. Always
it's
have.
It's going to be cold, so dress warm.
That's a very good tip,
That's a
Gavin.
Good tip.
Yes, dress warm. And weather with Weaver, it probably will be cold. Is that right?
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold. Yes. Gavin
Bring
was
hand
right.
warmers.
Yes. A good tip too. All right, thanks for being here, kids. And
yeah,
being
happy
cooperative.
Thanksgiving, everybody. Be safe.
What were you looking in your bag for? Yeah, we don't know who. Was that a random caller?
Hi.
We'll see you soon. Bye, everybody.
Are we still on the air?
Yes. Oh, now we're not.